At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random, would you rather question? I'll give you guys one before we hit the phones again. Let's see here. Okay. Man. I know this is ethically not correct.
Oh, no.
It's a would you rather.
Oh, no.
Okay. Would you rather your dog die right now?
Oh. All right.
Or some random high school kid in your neighborhood.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
I know.
Take that kid
I know.
Down.
You're taking out the kid?
I'm taking out the kid. There are a bunch of jerks around here anyway. I don't care. Take them out. Oh,
damn. This is a tough one, man.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I got to take my dog. Dog's going to die.
Yeah.
I can't have that on my conscience.
I got if you know you are responsible for this decision,
yes.
I gotta take
that's
the dog
because
it's me and my family greedy.
That's why that's why I asked.
You know, even if the high school parents don't know you're responsible, you know, to see them just like
dogs die every day, people die every day.
And then my dog's out there, you know,
but
barking
you
at a squirrel.
You know you're responsible.
Yeah. I'm doing the dog. Because look,
why are you walking your dog?
Because here's the truth, right? Inevitably, you know, either your pet just dies or you take it to get put down. Mm-hmm. This is a decision that you accept the moment you get a dog. You hope to not get there, but like my last dog, I had to make the decision to put the dog down. She died on my lap, and it was awful. But when you get a pet, you're prepared to make that decision. Mm-hmm. When you have kids, you're not like, day's going to come, right? I'm going to have to put them down. Like, it does not cross your mind. Jeez. Your goal is that they outlive you, right?
Does this kid play sports? Random.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. Obviously, I'm taking the dog.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
He's a 4-star. All right, dog.
Bunch of damn humanitarians out here.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're taking the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Take the kid. Yeah. Do they suck that bad in your neighborhood?
More than my dog.
Damn. Okay.
Oh, we got a big issue in my neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
We got that pool.
What if it was one of them?
Them damn teenagers. One of them took a swing at my guy, Will.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This next generation sucks, dude.
Wait, what happened? That they took a
so, obviously, like, my complex has a pool.
Yeah.
So, there's other teenagers in the neighborhood. So, they prop the thing open. And, right, Will is, like, the head of maintenance, and he lives there. And he simply was like, hey, like, you guys don't live in this building.
Yeah.
You can't be in this pool. And I think there were some words exchanged. And I think maybe a little more firmly, he was like, hey, like, you can't be in the pool. Like, if your parents live, it's fine, but you don't live here.
Right.
That's and then, funny. I guess, one of them, the rumors in the building is the kids were like 15, 16, and one of them took a swing at him. Somebody else obviously had to come over, and they had to kind of, I don't know, like hold their arms down or something, because you can't fight with teenagers.
Right.
And they know that. So that's why Will's not a small man.
15, 16 years old, if you come after me, I'm knocking you out. I mean,
right,
before I get knocked
but
out.
He's doing the right thing. Somebody else kind of helped him, and then the cops showed up. And I don't know what happened.
Dude, but the difference is this. If you were 15 or 16 and you were at my place of employment, yes, I'm going to let you get away with some stuff.
Correct.
If you were at my house, I'm beating your ass
exactly.
to death.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt about it, man.
You know? Well, and like everybody agrees, like, hey, look, I get it. You're teenagers. But like once you get caught, you're caught.
Just
get
leave.
Out. Just leave.
It's
right. that simple.
It could always
well, they know
be
they know they're going to get out of jail. They're not going anywhere. It's like all these kids are stealing
right,
cars
know.
And smash them in the pot shops.
Yeah.
They do it multiple times. They've been arrested multiple times. They go back home to your parents. What do? They go back out. They steal another Hyundai. They blow it through a pot shop. They steal all the pot. Then they get ragged. They total the car in a high-speed chase. And then they get out the next. They get out that night.
Right.
I had to do it at the grocery store the other day, right? There's a guy, obviously, just trying to steal something, whatever. Security guard's watching him. Now he's like, oh, rah, rah, rah. But he keeps cursing. It's 6:30 at night. Like, there's kids in there and stuff. So, I mean, I was like, I should just grab them and drag them out. Because the store, I know they can't.
Yeah, they can't.
So I was like,
but
you know,
you can.
Yeah. And I easily could have. So I was like, do I do it? And I was like, just let it go.
Man, if I'm a security guard at one of those places, I don't understand the point of a security guard if they cannot do anything. But what I would do, hey, Ted, listen, man. Here's a 20 spot. That dude over there is starting to piss me off, man. But I don't want to lose my job. Can you handle this for me? I'll hook you. I'll buy you a 6-pack. Seriously, I'd be like, dude, go deal with that guy.
What do you got back there? A knife? Give it to me.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Andrea, welcome to the random Would You Rather question. Let's see what we got with you.
All right. Andrea. Okay.
Do you spell Andrea like Andrea?
Yep.
Okay.
Andrea, this is a weird one.
You always get it right.
Okay.
That's only because Mike puts it phonetically. So I figure.
I love it.
You have to correct 100% of the people that say your name.
I got you, man. I got you.
All right. Andrea, random person. Just a random person. Would you rather smell their butt, like get up in it, just breathe it in, or have that same stranger smell yours?
Ooh.
I guess I'd rather have them smell mine.
I agree, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have the person smell your butt.
I try to keep that clean. So
you try.
People,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you try.
Do you have try.
Do you have the confidence?
A for effort, you know?
Okay.
All right. I agree with her. There was a guy, man, it's weird. And I know this is not isolated, but there was a guy in Baltimore, and I'd get on the bus. He rode the same route I did. I did not know he was going to do this, but kind of a crowded bus. He's sitting in the very back corner. There's a woman sitting next to him. She rings the bell. She gets off the bus. My man leans over and takes this big whiff of her seat, which, again, like, if that's something you do, that's cool, but typically you don't do it in public, right? And it blew my mind. And all of us on the bus kind of exchanged looks like, you saw that, right? So I bring it up when I get to school that day. I'm like, man, this brother's on the back of the bus. This woman gets up and smells the seat. Like, eight of the dudes in my class are like, oh, man, that guy, yeah, he does it every time. So apparently, he just gets on the bus to smell the seat that women were sitting in. Hmm. And that was his thing. And I'm like, again, I'm not here to kink shame you, brother. Like, look, everyone here masturbates. I don't do it on the bus.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Just, you might want to keep that one under wraps.
Rizvi asked, would you rather smell someone's butt or have a stranger smell yours?
Why do we ask that?
There's a lot of pervy stuff that happens and people get away with in public.
What?
Here's one that might not be on your watch list. Police in Burbank, California have arrested a serial butt sniffer, 38-year-old Khalees Crowder. He was cuffed last Tuesday after he was caught loitering in the women's department of the Nordstrom Rack. Mm.
Jesus.
He was caught on security camera, awkwardly following a female customer around and inappropriately sniffing her butt.
Is there an appropriate way to do that?
You. He was on parole and has a documented history of similar arrests for similar crimes.
Smell it.
He went viral before after being caught sniffing a woman's ass at a Barnes & Noble in 2023.
Ooh, that bookworm butt, educated butt.
Has a long criminal record for burglary, robbery, indecent exposure. Investigators are looking for additional butt-sniffing victims because they believe he's been continually doing this. He has not been caught. He is
he's still out there.
He has just been identified
as
the same guy. They're trying to get a bigger case to keep him off the streets once they get him in.
Right. So anyone who feels that their butt has been sniffed by this guy, we want to lock them up for a hot minute.
They locked him up overnight when they did catch him the first time.
I mean, because what's
then
the
they
crime?
Locked him up again, but they let him out.
I know it is illegal, but I'm saying what
is it?
What can they? What's your penalty?
He's not touching you.
Right. Is it a fine? Is it? I mean, how much time can you give someone for sniffing a butt?
But didn't somebody get fired for just walking into an office and farting and closing the door and leaving?
Yeah, but that guy had a history of, he was just being.
But you didn't touch anybody.
You didn't touch anybody.
No, but that's like harassment or this or that.
And it's at your place of work.
So it must be harassment.
So here's the
issue is with sniffing the chair of like, you're not physically sniffing somebody's butt. It's still gross and stuff, but I don't know what the crime is.
But the difference is, you know, if you're at work, that's one thing, because I'm sure somewhere in the handbook in the very bag, it's like, and don't sniff co-workers' butts. But if I'm just out in public and I sniff your butt, it is uncouth. It is very weird. It's borderline creepy, but what is the actual crime? Because look, man, you know, like I said, I'm on the light rail. It gets packed. People are standing very close to each other. Now, no one is sniffing each other's butts, as best I can tell, but we're in very, very close proximity.
Yep.
So, what changes, other than me being really weird, if we're already standing an inch apart, and I decide to lay down and smell your butt?
I'm taking the bus when it's rainy, dark, cold, and everyone smells like the wet dog.
Yeah. You know what I worry about is, actually, I don't worry about this, but the idea of this guy's parents, okay? So I'm at home. I'm watching the news. My son has moved out. He's a grown man, as far as I know. And all of a sudden, his picture pops up on the news, and they say, we have identified this gentleman is a serial butt sniffer. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is my kid.
Right.
Like, he's getting a phone call. Like, dude, dial it down.
Give you guys one more before we go back to the phones. Okay. This is a simple one. Would you guys rather live next to a cemetery, right next door to a cemetery, or right next door to a golf course?
I'll take the cemetery.
You are on the cemetery. You are on the golf course. Which home are you taking?
Cemetery. No doubt about it.
Cemetery.
Golf course.
Really?
Golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Now, there is the danger of the golf ball entering your area.
That's predominantly my issue.
But generally, I feel like a house on the golf course is a little nicer.
They are.
I could go out there and putt around in the at dusk.
You can. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, chips. Yeah. I don't know. You could have fun with people.
You could.
You also have loud, obnoxious behavior almost every day of the week.
I think that's my thing. I'm a fairly private person.
You will see more penises.
The nice thing about the cemetery is, like, I know they're dead. I'm not particularly superstitious. I don't sweat it. But no one there is going to bother me. And the people, other than teenagers at night trying to do their thing, 90% of the people I see going in there, they're kind of in their own world. They are not here to bug me.
They're honoring somebody.
Not that golfers are the worst, but just if that's where I live and it's 7 days a week, here's Miles again. What time do you show up? Your tea time at 6:30 a.m.
6:50,
like,
yeah.
Dude, and I get it. I do, but I'm not a morning person.
It's always 5 o'clock on the golf course, so.
Right, I'm.
Joey, you remember too. People are blasting music.
Yes.
A lot of them.
People.
Miles. Are going by. Well, golfers in their golf carts or the
Miles,
even water.
Is it a public course or?
No, I was going to ask. It makes a difference.
Or is it a country club?
It makes a difference.
You know what? It does, but it doesn't.
Damn.
It does, it does, but it doesn't.
How upscale am I living here? Right.
Yeah, is it a Muni? Probably out.
Okay, like the one that your buddy used to live next to or close to. Wasn't he up in that area? Near Harbor Point?
Oh. Uh-oh.
Very nice homes in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Harbor Point up in Mukilteo. I thought your buddy lived close to there at one point, but I guess he does.
Oh, no, he did live in Mukilteo, but I was like, I don't know that he did live near a golf course.
Okay, well, that's the nice neighborhood there.
Sure.
But you're blasting music, on a speaker, going through a neighborhood all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone has seen your penis. There's no place to go to the bathroom. So
you're
all over the golf course.
I'm just thinking.
Your house is getting bombarded by balls. You can't even go outside and cut the grass without the threat of taking one to the back of the head.
Yeah, that's right. Cemetery to me, like everyone's dead. Dead people are quiet. And
I will say this. The last house I was in on a golf course, now granted, it was Palm Desert. So it was very nice. But the Saturday I was there, they have down there, a lot of people just have these smaller pools in their backyard.
Yeah.
Basically just to cool off.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of hedges and stuff. But it's my buddy's dad's house, and I was in the pool, and we heard one group teeing off, and he is tucked in against the wall, and I go, "What's wrong?" And he's like, "Ah, if one ever comes in here and rattles around," he goes, "it scares the living ass out of you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Are you serious?" He's like, "You're in the pool, so you're fine." But he's like, "I'm going to wait till they pass before I pull my chair back out."
I would argue that I would assume this is my forever home. Because if it's for resale, I'm taking the golf course.
Do you realize how many windows you replace?
Now, I will say, I have a family member on Cape Cod. They have a big house. They only afforded it because it's kind of tucked behind the cemetery.
Yeah. I mean,
some of those gravestones are 1700s, and the seller just could not move it. Nobody would buy it.
But they live in almost the worst place in the U.S.
In New England.
Right. Everything associated with the New England cemetery is different.
I don't think that would freak me out. I think living in a house that was shaped like the Amityville Horror House.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
That would freak me out. But I don't think living by a cemetery is a big deal. I guess because people in West Virginia, they had backyard family cemeteries on their property. So, I mean, aunts, uncles, old dogs, cats.
Right, they're all there.
They're all just back there up on the hill. It was never a big deal either.
Oh, yeah. Their house looks a little bit like that. I mean, it spooks me.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I spent the night there.
There's a double whammy there, dude. It is the home and it's the property. It's the combination.
Yeah, no. Okay, no, it can't be that house.
Right.
It can't be house.
It can't be the Amityville Horror House
beside
a cemetery. Might as well just have a dog that looks like Cujo.
The whole nine.
Check all the boxes.
Random. And a kid that's buried in the backyard and came back to life.
Pet cemetery.
He has an unfinished basement.
Of course he does.
There is a couch down there. He said, if you sleep down there, you can sleep in. If not, one of the four kids is going to wake you up at 6 something. Now, we're up talking. This is 2 a.m. He doesn't drink. I'm drinking. I open that door and I said I'll deal with what's her name when she gets up.
I'll see him at 6 a.m. Brother. 6:01.
What's her name?
What's her name?
Hey, CC. I was like, I'm not sleeping in that basement.
The little girl that keeps.
Yes, every Miles. It's the only way she talks to me. Teddy. Hey, CC.
Just come, bro.
Hey, that basement was so scary.
Just finish the basement, man. It makes all
there
the difference.
No way. And he's like, you can sleep in down there. I'm like, I wouldn't even nap down here.
You're like, cool. Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Can I? Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cheyenne, welcome to the program and the random question. Let's see what we have for you.
Okay. Okay.
Would you rather get cheated on, and it is with the same person, or get cheated on, and they were with many people? So in other words, Cheyenne, whoever you're dating, they are either only cheating on you with one person, but you find out, or would you feel better knowing that it wasn't just one person, it was a whole bunch of people?
Gotcha. Yeah.
One person?
Okay, what's your rationale there?
Well, if I understand you correctly, what you're asking is I would rather him cheat on me with one person or with multiple people.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. With one person. Cause it just, for me, the fear is, getting a STD.
That makes sense.
Anything like that.
So that's the rationale for that. The other rationale is, he left you for someone he really, really liked.
Correct.
And that person was not you.
That's where I was going.
Where if he leaves you because it's just anybody, then it's not as personal toward you.
I agree.
Because it's just what this person does.
Wants to do, sure.
Right. And it doesn't matter who it's with. But with a single person, then they actually have feelings, really like and care about this person, which means they probably should have just been straight up with you and said, it's over, I like somebody else.
But also, she's protecting her vagina. And I completely understand that.
I get both sides.
I'd rather have my feelings hurt than get an STD.
You're getting hosed either way, so you might as well take the cleaner route.
You know what, Mike? Yeah. That's a good point. Either way, it sucks. So,
but I kind of get the other thing, too. It's like, all right, you're not going out making drunken mistakes of the flesh. Like, you really like this person?
Exactly. And but you had enough time to establish a relationship to the point where you care.
Sure.
Like while you're dating someone else. That's where you go like, okay, I get the disease aspect of it, but the other one just seems more personal, so to speak.
But also, there's no guarantees that even if they're with one person, Cheyenne, that one person does not have an STD. That'd be the real suck ass about this. Like, wait a minute. You've been with one person for the last 4 years and you gave me an STD from them. That would be the worst case. Yeah, I think I'm taking multiple partners.
I'm taking multiple.
You kind of go
time.
Like, all right, dude. That happened to a girl I knew.
What's that?
She had like a friend. The friend was kind of the whore of the two of them, right?
Okay.
And I mean, it's fine. The girl just slept around a lot, but the other girl was always very like I don't hook up randomly, blah blah blah. And then over the course of the time I knew her, maybe two boyfriends. Anyhow, one random hookup got herpes.
Jeez, man. I mean, she got herpes?
Right. The other one that didn't. The other one's fine. Never got an STD. Yeah. But she kind of gave. And then she would get angry at kind of the one that slept around a lot.
Was she sleeping with a dude? Or another female?
Yeah. With a guy.
Okay. That's impossible not to know.
What do you mean?
If you have an outbreak going on, it is impossible for a man not to know that.
But can you pass it if you're not having an outbreak? I don't know.
I mean,
because if you have herpes, you have it. But
it's more unlikely than likely,
but possible.
It is possible. Anything's possible,
right?
But it's not.
Look, I don't know the story. I just know her getting heroin and be like, "Can you believe it? She's fine. I have herpes."
Did you almost laugh at all, or?
I mean, I think my first reaction was, "Thanks for telling me." Maybe don't. Like, get drunk and tell the story until you know the guy.
His first thought was, well, you're off the table now.
Ooh, scratch that off, yeah.
Yeah.
In all honesty,
I mean, I always liked her.
Yeah.
I always got a hope for
you. Did you unfollow me? Oh, damn.
More of the random would you rather question coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Okay, we're going to need your help. Hopefully you could hook us up tomorrow as it is. Kicks for Kids Day on the Rock.
Yes.
Annual Kicks for Kids Day is happening starting bright and early at 6 a.m. with the Daily Mix Morning Show. The goal is to put 400 pairs of shoes on kids headed back to school that the people at Mary's Place take care of. So the kids get to pick out their own shoes. If you can give $50, if you can give $120, whatever you can, head to KISW.com. You know how this works. By the end of our show tomorrow, we're going to hope to get enough money to make sure that all those kids have a brand new pair of shoes.
That's the goal, man. That's the point.
As they head back to school. You can even donate now at KISW.com and help us out.
Let's
what
go.
Did I miss?
Nothing.
What did I miss?
I'll tell you at the break. Don't
okay.
Worry.
What I miss? Kicks for Kids Day starts tomorrow. And, of course, any money we will take, as much or whatever you got, man.
Anything, so, man. Anything yeah. helps.
Hook us up. Okay, it is the random question. Question 206-803-ROCK. Random.
Hello, Walker. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Walker, let's go with this one. For the rest of your life, would you rather be called Honey or Sweethearts Forever? No names, just Honey or Sweetheart.
By everybody?
By everybody.
Everybody you know, all right.
I'm gonna have to say Honey.
Honey.
Going Honey?
Okay.
Yeah, because then it sounds like my grandma's talking to you. I don't know.
Yeah, but okay, well.
That's why I was gonna go Sweetheart, right. Because all my relatives in Texas, that is everyone's name.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's name. All of my cousins, me, my parents, it doesn't matter.
Honey, what does your girlfriend call you? That'd be you, Walker.
Yeah. What,
honey, what does your girlfriend call you?
She usually calls me, like, handsome or something. Like, she doesn't really call me honey that much, but we've been together forever, so for, like, that long, but we'll see.
She calls you handsome?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think she means it, or does she just say it?
That's a good question.
You know, because it gets to the point where that's just what they call you. Yeah. Like, do you still actually think that, or you just stuck
I mean,
with
you've
it?
Been together forever. Have you maintained those good looks that she remembers?
Yeah, probably not anymore, honestly.
All okay. Right. When you met, how much did you weigh?
What's that?
How much did you weigh when you met her?
About 190, 200.
What do you weigh now?
Same.
Okay. So you're physically...
Some people
just
get uglier, Miles. They don't have to get fat.
Well, no. I'm saying your body looks the same, so that hasn't changed. How about anything with your face? Like, has your nose gotten bigger? Your ears? Is your hairline receded? Anything like that?
Nah, I'm still only 22, so, like, I'm not...
Well, no wonder.
I haven't got a bad receding hairline yet, thankfully.
Is that something that's in your future, though, based on looking at your genetics? Is that something you can look forward to, or are you safe?
My mom's dad had one bald, so it's probably going to happen in a couple of years.
All right. Okay. All right.
It happens.
Now, your relationship.
Yeah.
Do you have a pet name for yourself?
We just call each other Babe.
Babe?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's just easy.
Mike, is it?
It's pretty much the same, yeah.
Babe and Babe. Mm-hmm. Both of you guys are Babes.
Yep. Yeah.
Like two pigs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two pigs.
Ted, relationship, any nicknames?
I don't, not sure. If I'm annoyed, I'll pull out the honey. Like, honey, we are running out of time.
Right, I see. Right. Okay, so it's used more of a frustration level.
I didn't realize that till one of them informed me of that.
But then you kind of notice, like...
You never said, hey, honey, what do you want to do tonight? Like, you never said it in a nice way.
I don't know that I did.
Honey does not come out of my mouth, or sweetheart. There's babe.
I'll take sweetheart. I hate people calling me honey. Like, unless you're a waitress over 50 in the South,
right?
Then I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you're right.
Especially when somebody my age, you're talking about something, well, honey, you don't understand. Like, first of all.
I think they always use it condescendingly.
Yeah.
Where sweetheart, again, if I go to Texas, that is my name. And again, not just me, everybody. Oh,
But it's been in a kind way.
Yeah. Or even when it's not kind. You know, if they're mad at you about something and you're younger, it's still sweetheart, but it's almost like just addressing me by my name.
Okay.
My parents have said my name when they're, well, it's more my first and middle name if they are pissed, just my first name if they are not.
I think I went more with baby when I was in relationship.
Oh, the full baby, not just babe?
I mean, but both positive and negative.
Sure.
Like baby, do we have to talk about this now?
Oh, yeah, babe sticks. Right.
Baby,
good or bad.
Baby, I'm at work. Or, hey, baby. How was your day?
I'm usually
I did it both ways.
I'm greeted with love. For whatever reason, that's the first thing. Oh, good morning, love. How are you, love?
That's cool.
I have to admit, man, it's just this nice thing. The first time we see each other in the morning, she's always up before me, right? She's an early riser. By the time I get out of bed, that's just always her greeting. And then from there, it drifts to babe territory.
Okay. What do your children call you?
Dad. Well, my son, it's dad, papa, or father. Okay. And there's no particular rhyme or reason. Like, you can't gauge what he's going to say by what he calls you. But it's a lot of times, he just gets home, papa, for whatever reason. Father, that means definitely a question. And then just dad.
Okay.
And my daughter calls me.
My kid tried to call me Pops one time. I was like, cut that out now. I don't know, for whatever reason. I was like, I am not Pops.
I also get papa.
I am your dad.
I do get papa.
I'd rather you call me poop than Pops.
And really? Then my daughter calls me dad, but the way she said it is dad, it's a two-syllable dad.
Dad.
Because I'm always trying to embarrass her. So nine times out of ten.
That's a problem.
Dad. Like, yeah, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got papa, father, dad, da-da.
Me and my brother have gotten in this weird thing where somehow him, me, and my nephew CJ, like our name, for the three of us together, it's become like interchangeable. He'll call me CJ. I'll call him CJ.
Right.
CJ only does. CJ just won't call me Chris. But I don't know how to explain it. It's like my mom would screw up me and my brother, but we're brothers.
Always, right.
Right. And then like, I don't know. Once CJ got over like 21, he's like an adult now.
Okay.
And then it's also weird when I talk to my niece and nephews. They're adults. I usually be like your father or my brother. It's like, can we just call him Chris now?
But it's also odd because I realize with my son, we either just call him Bud, which is not his name. Hey, Bud. Hey, Bud. Bud, Bud. But the kids, they recognize this because my daughter somehow earned the nickname Bug with a G because my daughter used to call her the love bug, right?
All right.
But if you, so if I screw up their names, I will look at my son and say Bug, and it pisses him off. He's like, I'm Bud. She's Bug. I'm like, my bad.
Whatever.
Right. Or we just call him by his first initial.
So,
I get in trouble as I call everybody dude.
I do. Or me and my son call each other dude a lot.
Or man.
I just
Come
say,
on,
dude,
man.
I just
I'm
say
not a
dude
man.
All the time. And then that. Girls I've dated or, you know, like my niece when she was little, stop calling me dude. I'm like, yep, I just, you know what I meant.
Right.
Yeah.
I call my dad Captain all the time.
Captain?
Yeah. Captain.
What's up, Captain?
Well, Captain could be one of the most condescending if you mean it that way.
Sure. But so every time he calls a line to the phone, had a Captain.
The guy's like us guy at the bar.
Yeah.
All right, Captain. Yeah, whatever you say. Yeah, pretty much. Like, seriously. You know what I think of those black people. That guy. Okay, Captain. You know, that guy. That's how I, because that one to me just seems really condescending. If your friend says it to you, then you know he's being condescending.
Sure.
But if anybody else does it, you're like, all right, man, you're just that guy.
Well, that just depends how you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I've never thought of Captain of being condescending. No. I have a feeling when you say it, you specifically start trying to be condescending.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, I don't know, it's so condescending. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Right. Sorry, Captain.
Yeah. Like when they, can I get a Coors Light? So you want a water? Yeah, Captain. Give me a water.
So you want a water.
Right, yeah. Sorry. The one that was the weirdest one for me, though, was a relative that I no longer really hang out with that much, but he is a legend in his own mind. And he's the exact same age as me, and he could have been my brother-in-law.
Okay.
But he would refer to his mom and his dad as mommy and daddy.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
This was,
That's so gross.
Probably 5 years ago, or maybe a little longer, last time we hung out. And he was talking to my then wife, and he was like, well, I called mommy today, like you dropped the mommy and the daddy like after you're what, 12?
Right.
Before 13, that, maybe? Man.
I think it's before that.
I became mom and dad by probably 7. You know what I mean? There was mommy, dad, and then like at some point, honestly, like maybe when they went to preschool or kindergarten, that stuff died.
Sure,
And part of you misses it at first. And now I'm like, if you say that out loud, I'll have to kill you. You know,
Well, my daughter, if she hasn't seen me in a while, she'd go, Daddy!
Sure,
and I realize, looks like that's not me, with me not around going, I'm going to my daddy's house tonight.
Right.
That's the difference.
But I will say, I feel like also there was a certain time where that's still okay. Because my grandmother, when she reminisces about her father, she'll still say, I remember when daddy went out back, you know. So she'll still call him daddy.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what? Like, my mom does it, but her dad passed away when she was, like, 13.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So, like, their only memory to her, like the only memory, like I think she still says it because it's
that's what you
still,
know,
right? That's
it's the last thing you said.
Yeah,
yeah.
Check.
Reason we ask: would you rather be called honey or sweetheart forever? New poll of 25,000 Americans looked at the most popular pet names that are used by couples. And believe it or not, the one that's trending down the most, Ted, you'll appreciate this, is honey. Because it used to be very popular as a pet name.
Yes, it did.
Not so much anymore. Babe is now the most popular pet name in America.
So everyone I know, like I said, me and my wife say it all the time. But even when we go out and I see spouses talking to each other, they say babe. Like, it's not even everybody calls their spouse babe. It seems universal.
I said lady friend once and got in trouble for that.
Well, yeah.
Were you dating her?
This is my lady friend.
Yeah.
Because it sounds so unofficial.
And his name is
Jeff.
No.
It's like you're not committing yet.
Right. But
it's like you're having sex.
It was one of those weird things where, like, we were dating, but I don't know if it was, like, official. But, like, I wanted them to know she was with me. So, in my mind, I thought I was doing a good thing of introducing her. And it was, like, it was at some event. So, I didn't know the people. You know what I mean? Like, I know them.
Sure.
So I just called her my lady friend. Then we got in the car. I was like, don't ever say that again. I was like, oh, what?
Just use the name. I would say just use the name.
Yeah.
Well,
Donna, this is my friend Chris. Or, you know, whatever the deal is.
I got in trouble with the woman that would become my wife. It was early on. We were, I don't remember what date this was, but
The battle axe.
We ended up going to a T-Birds game. And our old friend Ellen was there. And I introduced her. You know, I brought her in. And Mike, who's this? I don't know that I would say that we were boyfriend girlfriend at the time. I would barely say that we were dating at the time, but it's like, you know, we're testing this thing out. So I called her my lady, and in the middle of saying my lady, that didn't feel right, but my brain didn't work fast enough. So I said, this is my lady of the night.
Lady of the night.
That's damn.
And they gave me just as much razzing as you guys did just then. So, that made up for it a little
bit.
Here's
the word. Like, Ted said lady friend and found out that's not something she appreciated. My lady of the night, you said, this is my hooker.
This is my prostitute.
I know.
This is my
tonight. I told you. I didn't think.
I paid her to be here.
My lady of the night.
All right. So, as far as babe being number one, I've never been called babe by anybody than people that I work with. So when we were in Baltimore, we had a promotions director named John Boucher. Didn't matter who you were, whatever walk of life, babe.
Oh, come on.
Hey, John, man, can we do a bikini contest? Babe. You remember the last time, babe. Then we move here.
I'm doing that currently, by the way. So my friends have a new band they've started. I'm their unofficial manager.
All right.
So I do. They
you
have
babe,
no,
you babe them.
They have no idea, but I'm just like, babe. Listen, you just play the shows, babe. I'll handle the scheduling.
I'll take care of the money.
You want to open up? Right. You want to 2 p.m. or 2:30?
Do you kind of channel this John Boucher guy?
100%.
The thing with John Boucher, as ridiculous as that sounds, when I first met him, I hated him for that reason. And then you grow to love this guy because you realize, there's no pretense, man. No. That is how he rolls through life. Babe, it's all good. Babe, I don't smoke weed. Why is there bud in your hair? Yeah. Babe, I'd never sleep. What the hell?
Then we move out here. Our general sales manager, Ron Steinman.
Yeah.
He calls you babe, too.
Yeah,
but everyone's babe. But it's always like advice. Like you say, like, man, I'm thinking about going down to Portland. Babe, listen. You got to stop by this one place, man. This strip club, babe. This is where you need to go. And he would call you babe no less than six times in any individual conversation.
Oh, no.
That's just who you were. Like, this man convinced me to get the fish and chips at the Pacific Inn, which, again, I can go back and thank him for this because they were that good. But the way he says it, he's like, babe, have you been to Pacific Inn? I said, nah, man, I know the place. I haven't been there. Babe, you got to get the fish and chips. I'm like, Ronnie, it's fish and chips. Babe, listen to me. Babe, it's going to be the best fish and chips you ever had, babe. So I finally went there, had the fish and chips. He's 100% correct. Best I've ever had, right? So, Ronnie. Hey, man, what's up, babe? I tried the fish and chips at PF. Babe, I know you loved it, didn't you, babe? Mm-hmm. Everything was babe.
So here's the deal. Babe is for young people, but it's still number one. 20% overall said they use it for their other partner there. It drops to 10% for seniors. So they don't use babe at all.
I can't picture seniors. Like, I picture my parents.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't babe.
They are into honey. So if you are a senior, that is the most popular pet name.
Actually, my dad calls my mother woman. And she calls him Honey Bunny. But it's all the time. Woman, your feet are so cold.
I use woman.
Mm-hmm.
Woman. Even with my daughters.
Yeah.
Listen here, woman. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Or I'll call them kid, which is even worse because they're girls. So for me, for kid, just
Kid sounds more boyish.
It does, but when they're your kids, because the thing, I have kids, but it's one of each, you know.
Listen, kid.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Or kid, we're not doing that.
All right.
No, absolutely
not. My grandparents used to call each other Ma and Pa.
I hear that my in-laws do that. It's just dad and mom.
I think
mom.
They've just raised enough kids and grandkids.
They have four so kids. Much. They got
They just started using
it. Actually, my father-in-law, I love it. He's a grumpy man, right? So you'll ask him a question. It just says, ask the boss. And he's talking about his wife. He does not call her boss. He calls her mom, right? Because, again, they had four kids. But if you ask him, and she knows, but he's just, I don't know, ask the boss. Because he understands his opinion means nothing.
Yeah.
And that's his way of just saying it.
So when I had kids, I was 30 and my mom was 50. So she was not prepared to be a grandparent.
Oh, at 50?
So in my case, if I had grandkids, they would be 5 years old. I'd have been a grandfather for 5 years.
Yeah.
That's how my mom was 50. So she was younger. And she was like, I am not being called grandma. I'm like, well, grandma, what do you want to be called? And I haven't let up. So she is still, I'll call her, what up, grandma? It's Mimi.
She goes, Mimi?
Mimi. So do you have a different, do you have different terms for your grandparents?
As yes. Far as no. I had a Mimi and a grandma. Grandma Smith was grandma. My mom's mom was Mimi. And Mimi. To this day, my mom to my niece and nephew is not Nene.
Nana?
Nana.
Nay-nay.
And then their grandma on the other side just gets grandma.
Yeah, my mother is grandmommy, but my father's pop-pop, and then my wife's parents are grandpa and nana.
Well, my grandma Smith was also the secretary at St. Anthony's in D.C. forever, right? Like a K through 8 school, and the church was there. So my grandma was grandma to a lot of kids in that neighborhood.
Okay.
A lot of people were like, man, your grandmother's like my grandmother's. I know.
So Gen Zers do not use honey at all. But seniors do.
All right.
For Gen Z, their most popular pet name is Baby.
Baby.
Like Baby.
Baby.
Baby. What else?
Baby.
Now.
Hey, baby.
Four on the list is Sweetheart. Again, this is more popular with older couples.
Yeah, feels like something I say when I wear my cowboy hat. Tell you what, Sweetheart.
Yeah, right. Your mindset's different. You know?
Yeah, but it's back to the waitress thing again.
Yeah, again, Sweetheart doesn't bug me as much.
So if probably. I came up and says, sweetheart, what'd you want?
If you said it.
I mean, at the Waffle House or whatever.
Yeah, again, if you said it, I'd be like, this guy's a little zesty. I'll take a waffle.
What if I called you cowboy?
That works.
Cowboy works?
Yeah. Hey, cowboy.
How about sheriff? That's a weird one, isn't it?
Hoss.
Yeah.
They haven't badged me in.
Okay. Love is fifth.
Yep.
Predominantly, believe it or not, used in England. You know that.
Oh, cool.
That's a good one.
But 6% of the population use love. I've never used love or lovey. It just sounds too pretentious.
Hello, lover.
Yeah. Lover, or lover. Maybe that's what you just said. This is my lover.
This is my lover.
And if you ended it in A, then it can't be offensive, right?
It's my lover.
Because now you're mocking it. This is my lover, Ted.
Better the lady of the night.
I'm aware of that.
Right, but if Mike or I had both said, this is the new girl I'm currently having sex with. It would have been way out of line.
Where's the old one? Because I found her attractive.
We just haven't decided if we're super official, so I don't know what to call her.
This is my current leg.
Here are ones that came close. 2% say they regularly use the terms dear.
Dear.
Which I think sounds a little condescending. Dear, we're not watching that.
Right.
Instead of dear, where are we going to dinner? Like dear to me just sounds dear,
and or it's older. Definitely skews older to me.
How about boo? That also shows up a lot.
I have not liked boo.
I say it as a joke. You know what I mean? You go to the bar, oh, this is my boo.
Exactly.
But it's always fun. Right.
I'm with you. I do like boo, but it's generally kind of, there's my boo, or I'll send it in a text.
Hey, boo.
How about bae?
No.
No.
No?
I've wanted to burn bae ever since I heard it first.
Who said it?
It was the generation behind me that started making bae.
Your generation, that's when that song came out.
Darling, which kind of sounds more like Green Acres to me.
I'll go darling from time to time.
Darling. Not darling.
Right, yeah, darling,
darling, different than darling. Darling means you're from Texas or from the South.
Hello, correct.
Man. Darling means you're from Manhattan.
Darling, you eat ribs with. Darling, you're eating those cucumber sandwiches.
Darling, I ain't seen nothing as sweet as you since a piece of pumpkin
and Darlene,
pie.
You're eating. Well, forget it. And just 1% call their partner either angel, sugar, or pumpkin. I've used pumpkin for my kids when they were little.
But again, you can't say the entire word. It's got to be pumpkin.
Because
pumpkin.
My daughter had no hair on her, so her head looked like a pumpkin head. Oh, she had no eyebrows.
Hey, pumpkin.
She had these big eyes.
Most people say because you love your kid, you're like, no, you look like a pumpkin.
When she smiled, at first, you know, she only had two front teeth.
She looked like a jack.
So when you call her Jack?
I started calling her my pumpkin girl.
My pumpkin girl.
My God.
Yeah. She was like a, she looked like a little pumpkin.
Doesn't talk to you much?
Yeah. Poll found half couples use pet names for each other on a regular basis.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Who Sucks Less is on the way at 4:30, and we've got emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.